Chime, great one. Three Dog Night. And Craig Breslow will join us in about an hour. And great news, the bar is officially open here. And that makes Fall River happy at Pier 52.
We are celebrating
50 years of Miller Lite. We got these incredible Miller Lite gold cans, limited edition right here.
And those are sick.
Those are really sick. And,
yeah.
And it's the original light beer and Boston Sports Original, and the two go together pretty well. So delighted to be here and doing that today. And we're going to play your Hill Notes back at about 9:30 this morning after we talk to Heidi Watney about the Red Sox and other things. So you can leave a Hill Note on the Odyssey app. And you'll see the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. And I'm sure you would like the opportunity to express your frustration with the Boston Red Sox. You can do that on the Odyssey app. Or maybe you're somebody who says you're not angry, you're not mad. You feel like this team can, as currently composed, can get the job done. So however you feel about it, leave us a voice note, and we'll get to those later. We were right in the middle of the news, and I think we have an airline incident of the day or two.
We have two.
All right, let's do it.
And now, the latest plane incident.
No, but this guy doing the flying has no airline experience at all. He's a menace to himself and everything else in the air.
Of the day.
By the way, is there anyone on board who knows how to fly a plane?
On the Greg Hill Show.
Wiggy's not going to like this story because severe turbulence on a Delta flight from Salt Lake City to Amsterdam Wednesday night led to an emergency landing in Minneapolis, where 25 people, including 7 crew members, had to be hospitalized. All 25 have since been released from the hospital, but those wanting to continue on to Amsterdam were able to fly Delta last night to continue their travels. The Federal Aviation Administration and National Transportation Safety Board are investigating what went wrong.
I saw some people on that flight who said they literally thought they were going down.
Yeah.
Do you keep your seatbelt on the entire flight or no?
No way.
Okay.
Right, oh, so I do. Unless I'm going up to go to the restroom, I keep it on.
Well, so that's tough to go to the bathroom with it on.
So that's probably why those people ended up being hurt, right? Because they didn't have a seatbelt on.
But I don't know. They said the cot went up
in the air. Yeah, carts went up in the air.
Oh, really?
And there was glass flying around.
They said the cot went up to the ceiling.
I've been on how many times have you flown? Hundreds of times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can't envision that. Like
I've been on one, and it was flying back from Maryland my sophomore year of college. We had beat them. Go BC.
All right.
But it was Halloween, and it was – they called it Frankenstorm. There was, like, a massive snowstorm that was hitting on Halloween, and we took off from Maryland. And when I tell you, I was, like – people were screaming on the flight. Yeah. Like,
that's pilot error. Because don't they have – I feel like I sat next to a flight attendant one time, and they were like – they have all the routes on where the weather is.
Now, is this the Mile High Club?
Where the turbulence is. Like, they have all that stuff. Don't they have all that, like, turbulence?
They do. It comes out of the blue, though.
Does it just sneak up on you?
Yes. No, Wiggy, I'm with you. They have people flying 100 miles, or a mile in front of them, a mile behind them. They should know pretty easily if, like, there's turbulence coming.
Like, don't they say, all right, we got to maybe take it a little bit lower or higher, whatever. Get the hell out of the way. We got to go this way because there's weather.
Yeah. Well, there was another incident. This one happened on the ground before takeoff. Kevin Sinning, a man from Wyoming, was traveling at Buffalo Niagara Airport and was overserved.
Darn.
It happens all the time. So what did he do? He stole one of those electric carts and went on a pretty destructive joyride. If you're watching on Twitch or YouTube right now, you can see this going down. He plowed the cart into the moving walkway, breaking the glass in between, all while ignoring the airport workers who were pleading for him to stop. Officials eventually arrested Sinning and charged him with criminal mischief, disorderly conduct, criminal possession of stolen property, and criminal nuisance and grand larceny.
Probably started off, he was going to have one drink before the flight.
All right, make it a double.
Then there was a delay.
Yeah.
And then suddenly you're stealing a golf cart. So, all right.
Is there anything worse than the people that stand side by side stationary on the moving walkway at the airport?
The worst.
No.
I think it's so rude.
It's so rude.
So rude to everybody. And it's not people who can't walk.
No,
like,
of course.
That I understand. But they take up the entire thing with kids and everything else.
And then they harumph you if you ask to pass.
Yeah. Stand to the left, walk to the right. Or is that how it's...
Stand to the right, walk to the left.
Okay. Yeah, they should understand the signs right there.
Amen.
Yeah. The Mass State Senate passed the cell phone ban. It will now go to the House, and if passed there, it would take effect in the 2026-27 school year, and the state will mandate a bell-to-bell cell phone ban, including lunch and recess.
Wow.
Good job.
Yeah, they don't get their cell phones back.
Everybody seems to agree with that.
Yeah, it's a smart move.
I think it's great. I mean, it's... I don't know. You don't really need the phone. And if there's an emergency, I think the teachers have their phones. And
right.
So, all right. That's wild.
It's a good move by them.
Yeah, we can hear from Senator Jason Luz on WHGH.
Many studies have linked cell phone use with worse mental health, less physical activity, poorer sleep, lower grades, more disruptive classroom behavior, increased incidence of anxiety and depression, and decreased self-esteem.
Is there any advancement of technology that has been both more beneficial and more negative for society than the mobile phone?
I would say, rather than mobile phone, I would say wireless internet.
Mm.
Because it's really the internet on your phone that you're using to access all these portals. But no, I mean, there was a great Netflix documentary on this. I always forget the name of it. But it went through chapter and verse of all of the ways in which our adolescents have been negatively impacted. Like the causes of eating disorders, the causes of depression, the causes of isolation, the causes of substance abuse, all of that.
But yet it's also been for people who, you know, for all the things that you can do with it every
right.
single day,
right.
it's improved your life a hundredfold.
I would say online porn.
I'd say
the greatest invention, but the worst at the same time. I mean, let's be honest.
Yep.
I mean, who doesn't love it and hate it all at the same time?
Right.
If you were to ask Michelle Wu, it's probably like the trucks.
And now Michelle Wu's lying. It's probably like online porn, just like everybody else.
It's a real problem for you?
It's a problem for everybody. I mean, isn't that not there? Don't people go to addiction
rehab
for it? Like, come on now.
Well, Tiger was a trailblazer for that.
Yeah.
But I would say the...
I don't see people going to addiction classes for playing video games.
No, you're right.
Right,
that's just
carpal tunnel. No. But the thing for me is the best way this was said, I don't know who said it, it wasn't me, was that parents today will not allow their child out of their sight for a play date. Yet every night that child goes to bed with a phone and they can target and be targeted by anybody in the world without anybody knowing.
Yeah.
Like it's such a I agree 100% with that rule.
Well, I think it's great. It's a good thing.
Yep. An irrational fear at a theme park in Saudi Arabia. I don't know if you guys saw this video, but it happened Wednesday when a ride snapped. And
were there dinosaurs near it?
No, that's hidden still.
Okay.
A ride snapped and crashed, injuring 23 people, leaving 3 people in critical condition. So what this ride looks like, it's called like the 360, and it looks like it just swings and everybody goes upside down and comes back around. It looks like a Ferris wheel, but you're upside down.
You can see it. You can see it on Twitch or YouTube right now if you're watching the show. But it's terrifying because it basically breaks, and you see the people that get flung off it.
Yes.
Like I mean, do you go on carnival rides?
I usually do.
Okay.
I enjoy, but not really a carnival. I'll go to an amusement park, like a place that it's.
Curtis and I were talking about this last night on our ride back from dinner. And he's a ride guy.
Like, love rides.
You know, like, you go on any ride, doesn't matter.
Yep.
It could be the Rotary Club and the, you know, there's one carny guy that looks like he just broke out of a, you know, a prison.
Right.
And
bombed.
And he's the engineer for the ride. You don't care. You'll go on any, doesn't matter.
I love roller coasters. I love carnivals. I would, those were some of the finest moments of my childhood.
No thanks. I don't need it. Don't do it. Don't need it. I don't like it.
And if something happens, boom, you get the I die, but they get millions of dollars.
Honestly, the best part of the Super Bowl in Minnesota was Mall of America roller coasters. Amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really well done.
All right. Anything else?
Well, just quickly, the new Naked Gun movie debuted with a red carpet appearance of Liam Neeson and Pam Anderson. It appears as though the duo are dating.
Well, that's nice. Now, Liam Neeson was very in love with his wife, who was an actress who passed away... I think from a skiing accident.
Yeah.
Was it the one from The Parent Trap?
Is it Peekaboo Street?
No, she was an actress.
Yeah.
And so he was very, very upset by that. It was probably like 4 or 5 years ago.
I'm using the greatest invention. Hold on.
Natasha Richardson from The Parent Trap.
Yes, yep. Yes. And so it's nice that he found love with Pam Parmela Anderson. That's nice.
And I don't know. You guys probably didn't see this, but it was like a weird story Page Six did about him.
No, I did not see it.
Peeing story?
A pee?
No,
about his pee, but not a peeing story. Apparently, he's got like the biggest unit in Hollywood, which I thought was Pete Davidson. I was always told it was Pete Davidson, but this woman called Page Six, said it's all the talk in New York, and that for the last 30 years, people have been raving about Liam Neeson and
I'm sure they would. Why wouldn't they?
Right.
Really? Yeah. I've never heard that before.
Yeah, I hadn't either.
I mean, he's a great action star. Yeah. I didn't realize he was that good of an action star.
Could you imagine his reaction? It's like, hey, oh no, you're in the New York Post Page Six. Right. It's going to be something bad. You're like, wow, everybody thinks I got a huge Johnson.
Right. Well, I mean, she was with Tommy Lee. We all saw that tape.
No, it sounds like Pam Anderson is very back-to-back, very lucky.
Yes.
I've never heard that about.
I'm happy for him.
Why would you, though? I mean, it's kind of his business.
Yes.
So, yeah, all right.
Do you think every time that Pete Davidson was named that, he's in the background? Like, no, he's not.
Right.
Probably hate
I don't know. I'm not exposed to that.
Wasn't he with the girl, Emily Ratajkowski?
Who? He was.
Pete Davidson?
But Pete's now expecting a child with his girlfriend.
Yeah. No. Right.
All right. That's the news. Round of applause for Courtney, please. Thank you.
Hey, thanks.
Great job, Courtney.
Thank you.
Great job. A Flex Friday here at Pier 52, and we are going to get to the weekly wrap-up in about a half an hour from Acrobatic, and then Craig Breslow at 9. Right now, here is Courtney with what is trending this hour.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. The trade deadline came and went for the Sox, and Craig Breslow did nothing after getting Steven Matz. On Wednesday night, they got pitcher Dustin May from the Dodgers in exchange for two minor leaguers. Like Greg said, we'll have Craig on this morning at 9. The Sox back in action tonight. They have the Astros in town. 7:10 first pitch from Fenway. Sean McDonough joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. The Chargers beat the Lions 34-7 in the Hall of Fame game last night, and in Washington, Commanders receiver Terry McLaurin requested a trade. This comes as a result of frustration over contract negotiations. And that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping, get rewarded. Shaw's and Star Market have lowered hundreds of prices on the items you buy most, like boneless chicken breasts, snacks, cereal, and much more. See full saving claim details at shaws.com/lowerprices and starmarket.com/lowerprices. Shaw's and Star Market, go shopping, get rewarded.
Excellent rant yesterday from our guy Lou Merlone.
Oh, really?
On this radio station.
Yeah.
And so maybe we'll get to that when we come back from Fall River on a Flex Friday at WEEI.